Welcome to the Pentagon Briefing Room. I'm Colonel Gary Keck, the Director of the Press Office, and it's my privilege this morning to introduce our briefers from Afghanistan. We have Lieutenant Colonel Gordon Phillips, Commander of the Nangarhar Provincial Reconstruction Team, and Mr. Sean Wattups, the Department of State Representative for the PRT, with us today. They're both based out of Jalalabad in eastern Afghanistan, and they're here to provide us with an update on reconstruction and development efforts in their province. Both Lieutenant Colonel Phillips and Mr. Wattups have opening comments. So after they've completed opening comments, then we'll go to Q&A. So with that, let's turn it over to Lieutenant Colonel Phillips. Go ahead.
Thank you, Colonel Keck. Good morning from Jalalabad, Afghanistan. On behalf of the men and the women of the Nangarhar Provincial Reconstruction Team, the PRT, I thank you for this opportunity to share our mission. The PRT is made up of airmen and soldiers from the active duty, National Guard, and Reserves, and also include representatives from the Department of State, U.S. agencies for international development, and the USDA, Department of Agriculture. The PRT is a highly motivated and skilled team with a great variety of skills, particularly from our Guard and Reserve members who bring the talents of their civilian professions to the mission. My team was first formed in January of this year at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where we trained together for 3 months before we deployed. The PRT main focus is improving security, governance, and reconstruction in Nangarhar province following nearly 30 years of war. Our mission takes us on daily convoys throughout the entire province, where we interact with Afghans in remote areas, assisting them in revitalizing their communities. Nangarhar is located in eastern Afghanistan with an extensive border with Pakistan. Roughly the size of New Jersey, Nangarhar's 2 million residents are primarily farmers, but one quarter of the population lives in the provincial capital city of Jalalabad. The remaining population resides in the province's 22 districts, much like counties in the United States. After being on the ground for 4 months of our one-year tour, we've seen significant progress. During our missions, we assess community needs, and in cooperation with the government, we build schools, government centers, roads, medical capability, and other basic infrastructure projects using Afghan contractors and labor. We also provide economic development opportunities, many designed to aid women and disabled Afghans. Most importantly, we maintain close daily relationships with our partners in the Afghan community and security forces to help provide and sustain development and security in the province. Recently, the State of Missouri and the National Guard Bureau have committed to deploying a second PRT in Nangarhar. It focuses primarily on agriculture. It will be known as the Agribusiness Developmental Team and begins operations in February of next year. Afghans are making great strides in the area of development. The provincial, district, and religious leaders, in partnership with the PRT, have undertaken the enormous task of creating the Provincial Development Plan, the PDP. It was a month-long process to identify projects from the community and district level up to the provincial leadership. That Nangarhar is a fairly permissible province in comparison with other provinces. We have not had any troops in contact with the exception of IEDs and suicide-borne vehicles in the 4 months that I have been here, and those have been fairly low in number.
Noble Michael of the Military Times newspapers. I'd like to follow up on the question about roads and relate that to your attempts to try to shift the economy from to a more legal farming sort of economy versus one that relies on the raising of drugs, perhaps. Number one, is that an issue in your province, the raising of poppies versus other sorts of farming? And number two, what can you talk about the length or the mileage of current passable roads, drivable roads in province, and what you hope to try to get to try to in the effort to try to shift the economy around?
Did you hear me, Sean? I'll go ahead and respond initially. We heard about half your question. I will tell you that the objective when I got here for my team was to connect all the district centers, and there are 22 district centers, to the Route 1 that runs midline through the middle of Nangarhar Province. And as far as the roads, obviously, like Sean said earlier, it brings increased security because the security forces, the Afghan forces and coalition forces, can go deeper on better roads faster and get there and spend more time patrolling than going having to traverse down less passable roads. Also, in regards to economics, we're able to get the fruits and vegetables that are being produced in these areas to market. Right now, the statistics that I'm hearing from the USDA is about 50 to 60% of the produce that is produced in Nangarhar is left to rot either on the vine or on the side of the road because they can't get it out of market. So with the help of also eventually of some type of cool or cold storage, we can get the vegetables and the goods stored, get them processed, and then move them out of the market to bring in more income to the Nangarhar province.
This is a primary focus of the alternative development program that's active here not only in Nangarhar but throughout the region. There's no reason really why the world-class fruits and vegetables that are grown here in Nangarhar can't be supplied to the international market. We're trying to work on a way to help Nangarhar become more integrated into the international supply chain. Those things that Colonel Phillips mentioned are key components, but we're also working on trying to bring more acreage under cultivation here in Nangarhar. So we're working together with the local authorities to refurbish or to extend canal networks so that irrigation can be used more widely. We're planting a lot of, or helping Afghans to plant more fruit trees. About over 3,000 new hectares of fruit trees have been planted within the recent past. In about a month, we're going to have the second annual county fair, if you will, here in Jalalabad. We'll have more than 140 different agribusinesses represented there, and we expect to have over 20,000 visitors, both Afghan and international visitors, come in to see the opportunities that exist here in Nangarhar, and that's one of our primary focus.
Earlier about the agribusiness development team, these folks from Missouri National Guard, and also the Air National Guard from Missouri, these activated folks are farmers and ranchers. So they're going to bring the expertise from the Missouri farmlands and to Nangarhar and realize they're not coming here to change the way that the Afghans do business. They're looking for Afghan solutions for Afghan people, but using technology to better the efficiency and the produce the production that we get out of these fields here in the province.
Is opium grown in the province now?
I didn't hear that at all.
I'm sorry, Keith.
I'll repeat.
He asked if opium is being grown in the province and was curious to know to what degree you're having success in moving from possibly drug-related economy to a legitimate economy.
I'll take it initially. Definitely, sir. Opium is grown in this province, and I would say as far as effectiveness, we won't know yet. October, November is the planting season, and it will be cultivated and processed in March and April. So we have a little bit of time to continue to make effect, to continue to offer solutions using the alternative development program, and getting the message out through the government and through the Afghan National Security Forces that poppy growing and opium production is not acceptable. We will offer reconstruction projects to those areas so that they can have an alternative to poppy growth.
And one thing we realize as well, the people of Nangarhar, people that live here in Afghanistan, are like people everywhere, and they respond to incentives. And one of the things that we're trying to do is to provide incentives for them to engage in the licit economy, stay away from the illicit economy, and engage in productive enterprises that build their communities. And that's the focus of the alternative development program and the governance programs that we have here. We are seeing changes every year in the amount of opium that is produced. We're hoping to see a long-term decrease in that. But the way that we are going to do this is not by coming up with a magic crop, as some people have said, to simply replace poppies, but to develop a broad-based economy. And so we are working on that to build a skeleton, if you will, for development that can support that kind of long-range development.
This is Jeff Shogel with Stars and Stripes again. I understand you're looking at long-range incentives to wean Afghan farmers off of poppies, of growing poppies. But it seems if they can make more money growing poppy than fruits or vegetables, how do you get them to grow licit goods?
Part of that is through the support that we give to the regions that are doing a better job of keeping poppy out of their province. There are areas of Nangarhar where people are choosing not to grow poppies, and those are areas that we are supporting through our redevelopment efforts. But the fact of the matter is that these individuals are seeing that they have alternatives now. And in the short term, they're still making up their mind, but the alternatives that are presented to them are much broader and much more accessible than they have been in the past.
And sir, I will tell you that anytime illegal activity happens, it will drive away private enterprise. And we are looking for private enterprise to come in here and with reconstruction dollars to aid. And if private enterprises see a continuing cultivation of huge amounts of poppy, they're going to be scared away. And the sub-governors know that, the governor knows that, and he's been meeting with his sub-governors many times throughout the month, telling them that the prosperity of Nangarhar depends on the ability to quit growing poppy and go to other legal crops.
To answer your question more directly about short-term incentives, one of the things that we do through the alternative development program is what we call cash for work programs. Last year, we funded over a million hours worth of, or a million employment days of cash for work programs. So that's a million days that people here in Nangarhar could have been using to engage in poppy cultivation. Instead, they were engaged in doing projects that helped to improve the situation in their communities.